And we're back. We've reached the punchy part of the afternoon, apparently. Corey has his paper airplane.
So if you're going to get me to design and build something for you, apparently this is not it. Because while you couldn't see it on the camera, I threw this at him four times. And every time it went left, it went right. To land near him, I basically had to crawl under the cameras. I don't know how you two didn't look down and go, what the heck's going on? And just sit there and go like this.
Hey, it actually flew that time.
I know.
Well done, buddy. Well done.
There you go.
All right. This is the Using Microsoft VDI to Enable New Work Styles Jumpstart. I am Joey Snow. With me, Corey Hines, again.
Yeah. Also known as Howard Hughes.
Okay. Apparently, he's giving himself a break. This next module, we're going to spend a little bit of time talking a little bit about Citrix, Zen Desktop, and kind of how they complement, kind of a value add to remote desktop services and VDI. One of the questions that I saw earlier through our Q&A panel was, okay, I can't wait for the session because I need to know which to choose. There's not a lot of which to choose. The reality of it is Citrix is a partner in this and is a value add to the RDS VDI solution running on top of Windows Server 2012.
Yeah,
correct?
Yeah, right. And so let's face it, right? When you're going to choose a VDI solution, you're going to have basically three companies come to you and go, we're the best. You're going to have VMware, you're going to have Citrix, you're going to have Microsoft. If you're fortunate enough, and if everything works out the way it should, what you should have is Microsoft and Citrix coming to you jointly and saying, you know what, Citrix has something, Windows has something, but when you put them together, it's damn near unstoppable. And when you get to the, and what we're going to try to communicate in this particular session is, at what point does that partnership become necessary, right?
Okay.
Because what we've done in here is, you know, VDI on Windows Server 2012, and we've seen that, yeah, there's we've got, you know, all the different VDI scenarios, desktop sessions, apps. We didn't even talk about the idea of, and we'll talk about that a little bit in here, if my thing is still powered on, which it might be. Don't even ask me. Which is the idea of remote app from a desktop, which is I think we talked about it in the beginning, what you guys do with Visual Studio. So it's the idea of at what point is, you know, the Windows one good enough? Mm-hmm. At what point is it not good enough, and do I need to start looking at adding something larger, more complicated, but more feature-rich and more functional to it?
Okay.
And there's some, it used to be when you went with 2008 R2, you know, unless you were doing something very, very simple, you pretty much would add Citrix to it. Now, there's so much more built into the operating system that you just get with the operating system that you don't have to add Citrix to get a pretty functional VDI deployment. And as you've seen from what Adam was showing us, scale's not an issue, right? In the past, scale was one of the big things. Scale's not an issue anymore, so now it comes down to design, management, features, functionality. And there are some pretty clear lines at which, you know, once you cross that line, you kind of need to go with something else a little more robust. And so we're going to do our best to kind of articulate all of that in this particular session. We don't have bits to play with. There's a lot of reasons for that. None of them really made me terribly happy, but it is what it is. And so this is more of a when you make the decision versus how you do it all. And with a bit of luck at some point in the future, we can do that, how you do it all.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm game. All right. So let's jump in and kind of talk a little bit about the Microsoft Citrix Better Together solution here.
So if you look at what both of these companies are bringing to the table. For Microsoft, obviously, this is where desktops come from. It doesn't matter who you're using for your VDI framework or infrastructure. Your desktops are coming from Microsoft. You're providing connectivity to Windows, whether it's XP. I get cold shivers when I, you know, it's the Fisher Price theme. You know, primary colors, Chelsea of corners. Best application virtualization. AppV is the best for application streaming, period. You have Hyper-V, which hopefully we've, you know, with the case of VDI in this session, shown that it's come a long way and that the tools are there for you to build a very robust VDI framework. This is not just, you know, Hyper-V and a bunch of VMs on it. This is the file servers, it's the volume cache, it's CSV, it's high availability, it's load balancing, it's all of those things around it and around Hyper-V that really make the platform strong. And then when you start incorporating consumerization of IT, and you get into things like Intune, Configuration Manager, and pushing apps to devices, and some of those apps being remote apps, for example, it becomes even more compelling. Mm-hmm. For Citrix, you know, Citrix is the virtual, is, you know, the what I kind of think is the terminal server company. That's where they came from. Mm-hmm. And this is all they've done through their entire life cycle is basically taking Microsoft terminal server and making it better through XenApp, through Xen Desktop for virtual desktops, and all the way up through every single iteration and version of Windows that's been out there so far. This is what Citrix has done. They've taken what Microsoft has done, built as a base, and they've taken it another 1,000 yards into the distance. It's a completely arbitrary distance, but they've taken it further and made it better. I realize, you know, someone could go, well, Microsoft's taking it 10,000 yards. That's not that big a deal. It's an analogy.
Right.
So do we jump back to the slide for a second?
Yep.
So in terms of their scale, they've got proven scale to go extremely high, much higher than what Microsoft has proven scale of in VDI. Though some of the largest VDI implementations on the planet run under Xen Desktop. And a lot of that is because of the way you concur it up and the flexibility that it gives you. And then probably the single biggest reason is there's a Xen Desktop receiver for anything. Mm-hmm. Right, it's, you know, my daughter's got a Leapster. I'm pretty sure I can put Citrix on it. I mean, yes, they've got it for just about everything that's out there. So if you kind of look at now, you know, where, when do we need Citrix? When do we start really looking at? You know, what point do we look at bringing Citrix into the equation? This is a pretty telling slide right here. So if you need a mix of Windows Server 2003, 2008, R2, 2012, so you don't have just 2012, which a lot of companies don't. If you're, you know, have a very, very complex, very, you know, mature infrastructure, you've got a bit of everything. It works across all these different platforms at the same time.
In terms of being the underlying VDI,
correct,
hosting environment,
correct.
Okay, gotcha.
If you have XP up to Windows 8, so you got XP Vista, Windows 7. So I'm sorry. I'm going. Windows 7, Windows 8. So if you have any of those operating systems, then it'll work with those. It can virtualize those in the context of VDI all at the same time.
Okay.
All right. Whereas 2012 will do 7 and 8, mm-hmm. but it won't do Vista or XP. Where this will do Vista, XP, Windows 7, and Windows 8. Non-Windows and Windows user devices, right? So these are your iPads, these are your Androids. You know, whatever. I don't know what the latest flavor of Android is. Like, you know, cream cookie or something. I don't keep up with Android stuff. I use a Windows phone because I just want it to work. That's not a shameless plug, by the way. I just want it to work, so I use a Windows phone. And then if you have a mix of private service provider and hybrid desktop infrastructure. So one of the scenarios that Citrix kind of gives you the ability to address is this idea of a desktop cloud, okay, where you have the ability with policy to deploy a VDI infrastructure. And whereas within 2012, you have collections, right? So you can have mm-hmm. collection for this, collection for that, collection for something else. And about the only configurability you have on the collection is where the files go, which is infrastructure stuff. And what sort of services get published? So, you know, clipboard and audio, video, sound, drives, printers, that stuff that I showed you earlier. Mm-hmm. With Citrix, the granularity you get at that level is much deeper. So you can say, you know, video with certain levels of bandwidth. You can do video with different speeds at certain times of day. There's a policy engine that's in there that is much more granular than what you get natively on Windows Server 2012. And so you can take large pools of desktops and, you know, based on user groups and permissions, times a day, policies, rules, all sorts of stuff, make these really robust, very detailed policies over who can get what, you know, what and when and for how long. So moving right along with that list, we have, I can't see the slides, by the way, from here, so just, that's why,
that's all good, all good.
So what are the key value adds that Citrix is bringing to you? Complex mixed enterprise environments, right? That's the key. You'll notice there's not a scale question, because 2012 has great scale. It's a complexity and diversity of environment question.
So this is where I have a whole bunch of legacy, potentially legacy systems, things that have been running for years and years and years. And I mean, coming from the world that I came from, we'd run things and literally until they died over 10 years. So I have got all sorts of different clients. I've got all sorts of VMs that have to be my guest VMs.
Yep.
I've got servers running as VDI servers going all the way back, you know, to maybe, you know, 2008 R2 or even beyond, even earlier than that. That's where, or even talking about session virtualization. Yep. It's not just for VDI. Sessions comes into play here as well, yes?
Right.
Okay.
So, yeah, like within the entire framework, you can do within one unified console session desktops, pool desktops, private desktops, streaming of applications. You can publish applications that are in VMs as remote app style applications. And it will all plug into System Center Configuration Manager. So you can use ConfigMan to configure Zen app servers, to configure Zen desktop. So it really integrates into the overall solution so that you have the ability to take this component that can make a very complex environment, what would otherwise be a lot of separate disparate solutions that solve, you know, here's my 2003 thing, here's my 2008 thing, my 2012 thing, and make them one unified unified environment.
And also it extends beyond just Windows, right?
Right.
Leveraging Unix platforms in there as well.
All right, so you see here mixed server environments, 2012 R2 and Unix, mixed desktop environments, all the different desktops, multiple hypervisors. Zen Desktop will work with Zen Server. Completely went brain dead on that for a second. Zen Server, it'll work with VMware, it'll work with Hyper-V, and it'll work with both versions of Hyper-V. So you 2008. To the R2 and 2012. And that's, you know, that's, you know, say, well, why would you kind of care that it works with Zen Server or VMware? Well, maybe you're, you know, one of the, you know, really great companies that's making the incredibly smart decision to migrate everything to Hyper-V.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to deploy, you can't wait until the fabric hypervisor migration is done, but you want to get the VDI layer in place anyway, even though some of your desktops might be on VMware, some might be on Zen, some might be on Hyper-V. You can now do that, put the policy level in place, put the desktops in place, and then as time goes on, migrate the hypervisors to a unified hypervisor running on Hyper-V.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good there. And of course, your multiple client piece, right? And Adam brought that up.
Yeah.
One of the questions he gets all the time is, oh, are you going to build, you know, RDP client for this platform, that platform? That's really kind of where Citrix kind of steps in.
Yeah, exactly. So as there's a Citrix receiver, an HDX receiver for any device, you name it. That's always been their incredible strong suit. That one of the funniest stories that I can give about, you know, iPads and Citrix and whatnot is sitting at a bar one time and you know, we had all gone out and we'd sitting down having a few beers, and you know, one of the guys had just got a new iPad and he's like just so stoked about this new iPad. And you know, this was when they first kind of came out, and you know, everyone said, well, let me see, what can you do with it? He goes, look, I can use Citrix to get to my Windows desktop. That's the best thing about it right there.
Yeah.
That is the best thing about it, period. You know, so just, you know, simple as that, that it enables you to put a Windows desktop on devices where you couldn't ordinarily put a Windows desktop. You know, now I question the productivity you actually get in doing that, and you know, this is a whole other discussion to have, but, you know, taking a Windows desktop and putting it on an iPad isn't really all that useful unless the application you're running is touch friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's where this little guy here, this, and I'm not talking about the Surface device, I'm talking about just Windows 8 in general, as a VDI hosted operating system really shines, because, you know, a lot of times what you're trying to do is get that operating system onto, you know, a device like this Surface, which is a, you know, primarily a touch device. There's how I answer my questions.
Yep.
In the little chat pane. But when I put Windows 7 or Windows XP here through Citrix, you try and touch navigate your way through those things, it's a nuisance. You wind up going, where's my mouse? And at that point, you've got a glorified PC, so why not have a PC? But with Windows 8 in particular, because it's touch friendly, that's what makes it so much better. And if, you know, if you've never with, you know, if you never looked real close with a lot of the Office apps, and I know you probably can't see this all that well, but they actually have up here a little touch mode you can put them in that makes all the buttons bigger with Office 2013. It's kind of hard to see it right here, but those buttons and those title bars, the spacing gets a whole lot, trying to avoid the reflection of the light, they get a whole lot bigger. And that's what makes the apps function on these thin type devices. And so piping a Windows desktop, particularly Windows 8, to an iPad or to an Android, the experience is better to begin with because the OS is touch friendly.
Gotcha.
And those are primarily touch devices.
Yep. The next piece that you talk about is desktop and application delivery and the flexibility of the Citrix lens there. That's kind of the second box that we had in our grid.
Okay.
So we've got some additional pieces in extending the VDI-based solutions. If we can go right back. Hang on. There we go.
Okay. So, yeah. So when you start looking at application delivery, right? Mm-hmm. You're not trying to get the operating system to the user. You're trying to get to the applications to the user. The operating system is just the vessel, right? I've never used that analogy before. That's not too. It's the bowl. It's the bowl where the soup of applications is delivered.
It's getting late.
It's getting late. And so it becomes a very good vessel because you can put all, you know, I'm losing it.
Pull it together, man.
I hear you. Because it's going to get the Windows desktop down there. But then a lot of companies, the way they got into Citrix is through application delivery, right? Because Citrix didn't initially make a name for themselves by doing VDI. They made a name for themselves by doing XenApp. Mm-hmm. And XenApp is where a lot of companies have incredibly significant investments. So they already have a XenApp infrastructure. They know how to deliver applications. So you start taking that XenApp infrastructure, pairing it with Xen Desktop, managing it with System Center, and you've now got a really good way of managing not only the virtual desktops through one kind of pane of glass, but also the applications that are being pushed into those virtual desktops. Mm-hmm. And it integrates very well with AppV. XenApp has native AppV support. So you can choose to deliver XenApp applications using AppV, or use XenApp to deliver AppV applications. So the number of options and paths you have is just amazing. Like it can be overwhelming in a way if you're not, you know, comfortable with the technologies and making the decisions. There's so many variations. You can kind of sit there and go, it just looks like a mess. It really doesn't. There's just you can pick any combination. It'll work. You just need to make it work.
The other interesting piece I see here, extending offline virtual desktops to mobile users here is another piece that I've seen.
Yeah, Citrix has that capability where you can take VDI offline. So you can have a virtual desktop that essentially copies down to the local machine with the Xen client and leverage it that way. So when you go on a plane, you have your virtual desktop on the plane with you and it can sync up. That's something that Windows doesn't offer that Citrix does. Is there client Hyper-V? Well, client Hyper-V lets you run a VM on a compatible Windows 8 machine, but it doesn't sync it with a virtual desktop.
Correct.
You know, great idea for the future VDI PM down there in the back of the room. There was a question in the queue, by the way, that I promised I would pass on to the VDI PM, which has to do with, can you, at some point in the future, force that when you log onto your desktop, it logs you straight onto your virtual desktop right away? And there's no second step.
So Adam's over there shaking his head.
I'm saying cool feature idea. That was what I promised I'd say.
You can do it with MPC.
As we get on an off-camera debate where people can't hear.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, never mind.
We'll bring Adam back on.
Yeah.
Third slide in kind of that round of four talks about security management capabilities, and the management piece is really where Adam, you know, said, hey, look, this is kind of where we are with the Microsoft platform, and here's where Citrix kind of helps out. So exactly. Talk about this a little bit.
Well, the management is, so if I were to go, there are two reasons why you would want to go Citrix, right? One of them is multi-client. Right, the two biggest reasons. One of them is multi-client. You have all kinds of different clients out there. The second one is you need a more granular level of control, reporting, and analysis over the entire infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Windows VDI on 2012 doesn't give you a significant amount of granularity. Mm-hmm. You create a desktop pool, that's kind of pretty much it, right? And the desktop pool sort of is what it is, and there's not a lot of configuration you can do. With Xen Desktop, there is a lot of configuration you can do, and there's a lot of different options you have for provisioning desktops. For example, they mentioned in this slide something called PVS. Mm-hmm. If you want to see what PVS can do, go on YouTube. That's where all the cool videos are. And look up a video called Fun with PVS.
All right.
So what we did a conference a couple of years ago, and we used PVS to thin deploy an operating system to 250 physical machines, not virtual machines. You can do it to virtual machines. It's identical. We did it to physical machines. And so we deployed Windows 7 to 250 physical machines in 6 minutes.
Well done, sir.
6 minutes. It's on video. We took a video.
The proof is on video.
It's on video. Now, here's the kicker. The machine doing the provisioning, 4 gigs of RAM, 1 proc, and 1 gig pipe. It's on video, including the machine going, look.
This is actually what's here. Very cool.
It's on video, and we couldn't believe it either. So it's and we were racing with the people that we did at the very end of the conference, so they were taking all the computers down. And so we had about 6 minutes. And it literally, by the time the last row got done, they were pulling plugs. So it's kind of like, we did it. It's gone. Oh, well.
Just-in-time delivery.
So definitely take a look at that. What PVS does is streams the operating system into the VM so there's never any VHDs involved.
Gotcha.
Right? So you pixie boot the VM, and it literally boots over the network. So you're not deploying it. So, you know, that's kind of how we did it, right? Mm-hmm. What we really did is we booted 250 machines over the network in 6 minutes. But they all come up unique, personalized, domain joined, unique computer name, unique desktop, everything. Because it does the equivalent of a sysprep as they boot.
Okay.
I love that product. Absolutely love it. I think it's fantastic. And then a lot of options around, you know, how you sign on. For example, integration with those RSA secure ID tokens, mm-hmm. and other types of biometric logon systems that Windows inherently doesn't support for VDI. So,
okay. Last one in those four kind of key pillars here of their value add-on is kind of the end user experience, right? Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about, you know, target desktop, target apps. And
The big thing here is the client device reach and the fact that, you know, if you have a user base where you're supporting Android, iOS, and Windows, and you want to be able to deliver VDI to any of those devices, the old bring your own device scenario, and you don't care, you're not going to mandate what the device is, then you kind of have to go down this road because Windows doesn't have a client for Android or iOS. Mm-hmm. And so Citrix gives you that Android iOS client capability. It can be argued one way or the other. In the past, HDX, which was the protocols that, you know, essentially the souped-up ICA protocol that Citrix uses, was better than RDP RemoteFX. Now it's, you know, it's kind of like depends on who you talk to and the scenario and the testing that was done, but they can be very comparable in terms of WAN performance, especially with Windows 8 and 2012. Most independent consultants will generally give the edge to Citrix in that regard. That's based more on history, I think, than on, you know, current fact today. But I think as time goes on, we're going to find that they're getting to be equivalent, so that you're not, you know, if you choose to use RDP, you're not going to take a performance hit over WAN. Certainly within Citrix, you get more configurability where you can, for example, say, okay, the video is only have this much bandwidth, and, you know, it'll do QoS within the session, so video, audio limits different types of bandwidth, which you've got limited ability to do that with RDP. So those are the biggest things that you get on the client front on that end. But there's some additional things that they support that the Windows platform doesn't. Some scanners, Twain devices. Mm-hmm. I forget what Twain stands for. It actually stands for something, and I knew it once upon a time, but that was...
Interesting name.
That's it. Technology without an interesting name. That's what it stands for. It's a pointless acronym, but it's, you know, some scanner printer technology that's supported as well. So some additional device options that you get that are not there. In the past, RDP didn't do video unless you did RemoteFX. Mm-hmm. Now you get video, which, you know, that's kind of another benefit of Windows that's come in with 2012 that in the past you only got when you went with Zen Desktop. Now you get with Windows. So really, it's coming down to you want to go really, really big. and you want a level of granularity and control that you didn't have before, or you've got a lot of different types of client devices. Don't even try.
Proliferation?
That's the word I was trying to say.
There you go, buddy.
you know, iOS's and Androids and whatnot. Or on the back end, you've got back here in the data center, 2008, 2003, some Zen servers, some VMware, and you still manage all that within one framework. And that's when the vAlliance solution becomes extremely compelling, and you kind of go from that, you know, 2012 was enough to I need to go more, I need more, I need better, and that's when you drop Citrix on top of it, and it's unstoppable.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. From the Q&A, folks are asking where they can get the slides. The slides were provided by our friends over at Citrix. We're just going to have to hold off until they give us the A-OK on that one. Hopefully, we'll be able to get them out to you soon. We apologize for the delay on that. But again, thanks to the folks at Citrix for providing this information. Thank you, Corey, for providing this information. This module is a little shorter because, unfortunately, the lack of bits and things can't really dig too deep in. But hopefully, everybody out there has gotten a good feel for where they're at. For where Citrix kind of extends the solution. We're going to come back. A lot of folks always, whenever I'm at conferences and stuff, they come with those licensing questions.
Yep.
We're going to bring on the guy who's got the answers, the guy who can simplify it. We'll be right back with Adam Carter talking about licensing on this, the using Microsoft VDI to enable new work styles jumpstart. Stick around.